What's up, 5 Minute Fatherhood listeners? Have you guys seen that Family Teams Weekend Live is officially open? You can register, you can claim your spot. A 2-day event, Cincinnati, Ohio, October 18th and 19th this year. We're gonna pack 250 couples in a Memorial Hall historic theater downtown, where we're gonna lean in, roll up our sleeves, and have a workshop about building a multi-generational family team on mission. You're gonna get practical tips, you're gonna get practical tools, you're gonna leave with a family blueprint and manual, and officially you're also going to be not alone and realize there's other people who want to do the same thing as you. We want you guys there. It's selling out fast, so make sure to go to familyteams.com/weekend to register and claim your spot. And there's also a special little discount code if you're part of our Facebook group, which you can find a link to that in the info section on audio or the info section on the YouTube channel. So again, familyteams.com/weekend. It's selling out fast. Claim your spot. We'd love to see you there. I think we all get into that weird crisis of like, it has to be X, Y, and Z, and then we don't do it, or we get too much pressure. Hey guys, welcome to the 5 Minute Fatherhood Podcast. I'm your co-host, Jeff Bethke, along with my friend and mentor, Jeremy Pryor. Join us Monday through Friday as we chat about quick tips, skills, and ways to help equip you on your journey as a father to build your multi-generational family team on mission. Stay tuned.
What's up, guys? Welcome to another 5 Minute Fatherhood. So we had a great question in our homeroom, our membership site. We open that a couple times a year. If you guys are interested, make sure you check us out at homeroomonline.com. But John says, how do you do a Bible time at the dinner table and or before going to bed? Go through a book of the Bible. Father has questions prepared. He talks about how they have mostly teenagers. I want to keep them engaged. Any other ways throughout the day you pass along your faith? So I love this idea of thinking about how do we use the table as a way of having conversations about the Bible. In Deuteronomy 6, you guys know, it talks about how we need to just be initiating Bible conversations constantly. So there's two ways I want to talk about that I've done this. One was when my kids were really young, and another when now that they're older. And so we do different things after dinner. I want to talk just about at the table, some of the things that we did. So one thing that we did at the table is that when our kids were little, I would try to take things that I was learning in the Bible, and the way I would describe it is I got some big steak in the morning, you know, which is like I got the Lord really downloaded something really cool in my time in the Word, and I want to cut that up into bite-sized pieces that my kids can actually ingest. Yeah. And so usually I come up with a couple little questions or something, a way that I think might relate to them, a story from my past that might introduce this. And so oftentimes what I would do in my own journal is that I would be writing in my journal, you know, something and just spending time with the Lord, listening to a couple chapters of the Word. And then I'd get to a point where I'd be like really dialing into some principle or some idea. And then I would try just to take another 20 seconds and see, is there some way I can cut this up for my kids tonight? And that was super helpful because that was just that little tiny 20 or 30 second final step. Not only was it, did it bring some nourishment, you know, biblically, spiritually to my kids, that also really cemented it for me because now I get to have another 5 or 10 minute conversation about what God's talking to me about. So what I'm passionate about. So that's how I did it when the kids were little. That was really helpful for us. And then in the teen stage, what we're doing now is that we're reading the same passages with our kids. And so we give them the same 5 Bible readings every week and that me and April read and journal about. And then we have one meal that's set aside just to talk intentionally about what did you learn from this week's Bible reading. And so this is just getting a Bible plan that all the kids can be on together with you and your spouse, and then go into a meal a week. Now, it's not that you can't talk about this all week long, but I found it really helpful to put this in my weekly rhythm because I can really make sure that on Mondays, and for us, it's like Midrash Monday, we call it. Midrash is when you just sort of like discuss a portion of scripture. Like, we want to make that dinner table all about that. And then we can, of course, do it other times, but that intentionality has been really helpful. So those are a couple ideas, John, that have been helpful for us. But yeah, Jeff, what have you guys tried?
Yeah, I would say the same thing. And I would just say also like lower the bar from pressure standpoint. I think we think it has to be something when it really just needs to be a rhythmic habit. And those are two different things, right? Just like put it in front of them. Just be doing it. Be open your mouth. Open the Bible. Just talk and do that consistently. It doesn't need to be orchestrated or super thought out. Or I think we all just like, it's just, I think we all get into that weird crisis of like, it has to be X, Y, and Z, and then we don't do it or we get too much pressure. And so the way this looks for us with little kids is, I'll usually just open up the Bible a couple times a week at breakfast and just like read. Like in all, it probably takes 3 minutes, 2 minutes. I usually will just open it up, maybe a gospel, usually Psalms. I feel like Psalms are really easy for the toddlers and they're just kind of fun to memorize and they can kind of, I do repeat after me, stuff like that. But whatever it says, I just think of some really, like make it fun and make it like cool little illustrations. So like, I think one time I opened it and it was like, you know, God's glory is as high as the, you know, as the heavens or whatever. It stretches from the earth all the way to the heavens or something like that. So then I went and got a tape measure from the garage and I just like kept pushing the tape measure up and up and up. And I was like, how high do you think heaven is? And blah, blah, blah. Right. And then it's like, and it's just like, and they just are throwing out numbers and guessing and laughing. And it's funny. And I'm like, well, that's how God, you know, big his glory is. There was one time it was some psalm about some rock. I forget what the rock and the glory or whatever. So then I went outside and got a pebble and then just said something about that. There was one time it said that we hide under the shadow of his wings. So then I got a blanket and I just held it up kind of like a cape. And I was like, you know, come inside and let me cover you and like just joke around like and hide and stuff like that. Like, and guys, it takes like 2 seconds and I don't even, there's no forethought there, by the way. Like I don't even pick those until I open up and start reading. So like I literally just start reading and I'm like, oh, that's, how can I show that? So I think just do that. Like, man, it's just, especially with toddlers, man, it's fun and it's engaging. They love it. Because what you really want to do when they're younger is get them to love the scriptures. And for them to love the scriptures, you want the scriptures to feel full and whole and fun and exciting and truthful and all and like in real life, like that all these symbols and totems are actually reminding them of who God is and what he's like. And that's one thing I think we don't do a good job in our culture today. And so, yeah, that's what I would say. That is just make it fun, make it engaging, and just open your mouth, right? Like you're thinking these things about the scriptures, hopefully. So just like talk to them. And that's really what it comes down to. Hey guys, can I just ask you a quick favor? If you could just pause real quick, well, actually after I'm done with this, so it makes sense, for about 30 seconds and just rate and review this podcast. We can 10X the number of dads we help through this content if our podcast can be found by more dads. And one of the weird main things about this podcast game is that how they get ranked and how they get in front of other people essentially is because of how it gets rated and reviewed. So if you can just give a quick, honest rating and review, we would greatly, greatly appreciate it. Thanks, guys.